You've heard of BetaShares. You've probably seen the logo on our podcast. You might even be among their 1 million investors. So you can imagine that I'm delighted to say BetaShares is the official ETF partner of the Australian Finance Podcast. With nearly 100 exchange-traded funds, you can go to betashares.com.au and immerse yourself in ETFs and unique insights covering all of the sectors, themes, core and satellite positions you could want. Think cybersecurity through the HACK ETF, robotics and AI with the RBTZ ETF, and uranium with the URNM ETF. The list goes on. To explore the BetaShares ETF range, visit betashares.com.au, read the relevant PDS and TMD on the website, and consider if the fund is right for you. BetaShares Capital Limited is the issuer.
Hey there, here's a quick note. This podcast contains general financial advice only. That means it's not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives, so don't act on the information until you've spoken with your financial advisor. You'll find our full disclosure, disclaimer, and link to our financial services guide in the show notes.
Kate Campbell, welcome to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast.
It is wonderful to be back, Owen, and talking about one of my very favorite topics, books.
Yes, books, personal finance and investing books. We've got a few to cover each. You've got four and I've got three. It's always a really popular thing on Instagram, isn't it, that when we share photos of books, they're our most engaged posts?
Yeah, absolutely. I shared one last month and it was amazing how many people were sharing it and saving it and liking it. And all I can think of is that people still like books, even though we've got so many ways that people can read and watch and consume things online. There's something so tangible and different about a physical book. And I think it's fantastic about the way it starts conversation. We've seen the Barefoot Investor completely change the game in Australia for having conversations about money and finance, because it isn't as scary to read a copy of a book that's just lying on the coffee table, to borrow it from the library, to use that. Even people were gifting the Barefoot Investor for Christmas and birthday presents, and some other books, like we've talked about The Psychology of Money a lot on the show. That's another one that's been a fantastic one that I've enjoyed gifting to friends and family for birthdays and Christmas, whether they like it or not, usually on top of something else. But it's just a fantastic one to start that conversation. I think there's something that a book can do that not every other medium can.
It's interesting because over the years, definitely my book consumption has gone down. It's maybe just the stage of my journey, but podcasts have definitely filled a bigger role in that. It's a totally different type of medium, I guess, the way we consume that information. But for me, podcasts have definitely taken center stage over the last, say, 3 to 5 years. But we still have some great books to share with everyone today, and mine are more on the investing side of things. I think in the past I've been reluctant to share too many technical investing type books with the Australian Finance Podcast just because they are more advanced, but I think we're going to get into some interesting books today in that respect. We're also doing a giveaway, Kate, which is worth mentioning.
Yes, we'll share some more details at the end, but if you're a student in any of our free or paid courses, you'll be getting our RASC Education student newsletter in the next few weeks, and that'll mention more details about how to get your hands on a copy of The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. And also, if you're a member of our RASC ETF service, which provides model ETF portfolios and research on ETFs and Owen's monthly lives, you also have an opportunity to be in the running to get a copy of The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. So if you're on either of those platforms or you want to sign up, keep your eyes out in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about books, and we're going to be having discussion forums and stuff around those inside the membership. So keep your eye on your email and you'll go into the running for some of those free books, and we'll post them out to you. Kate, why don't we get into it? Why don't we go, you go, I go with the books. So what's on your list?
My first book I want to mention is one I've just read for the first time this year, and it's called Die with Zero by Bill Perkins. And it's a specifically antagonistic title because he wants to grab your attention. As you get through the book, you realize he doesn't mean 100% die with absolutely $0 in your bank account. But the book's probably for people who are a little bit more further on into their finance and investing journey and have built their emergency fund, started investing, have some money. But it really pushes you to rethink how you're using your money throughout your life, because there's a lot of things you can do at the beginning in your 20s, 30s and 40s that you can't do necessarily in your 70s, 80s and 90s. I'm thinking about that huge world trip or going on hike or doing adventurous activities. And so it's about thinking more, bucketing the experiences you want to have throughout your life into different, what do I want to do in my 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on. And thinking about how you can use your money to make those memories in those buckets. Because as he points out in the book, there's no point getting to 80 and having your $5 million portfolio if you have sacrificed all those experiences and memories along the way, because you can't have all of those memories you want in your 80s. So It's about building those experiences over time, thinking a bit more carefully about how you use your money and your time for those experiences. And also he points out the importance of memory dividends, because you might spend $10,000 in your 30s going on this round the world trip, and that will pay off memory dividends for decades to come, because you'll still be talking about that fantastic trip in your 50s and 60s, and you'll be reminiscing on it and sharing that with friends and families. I mean, people have probably, if they're in their 20s or 30s, they've probably spoken to friends or family or colleagues in the office who have told them about their amazing Kentucky trip in their 20s. And so that's still paying memory dividends decades on. So it's an interesting way to reframe the way we use our money and the way we also give to charity during our lifetime and use our money for friends and family rather than just keeping it all for this big pot at the end at this arbitrary date.
I like it. I was first introduced to this book by Tash Invests. She was a big fan of it. And a lot of what you said there resonates, Kate. Like myself, I don't think I took enough risk in my 20s. I'm 31 now. I don't think I took enough risk in my 20s. I didn't put myself out there. I didn't do things. I didn't expose myself to things early enough in life. And I feel like this is an example of that. And we always talk about on the show, like it's a pretty well proven fact that experiences do pay interest, and that's why most people say buy experiences, not, you know, material items when they talk about, you know, their lessons learned with money. Fantastic one. I was actually reminded of a presentation that I once saw of Masayoshi Son, who is the I think chairman of SoftBank, which is one of the biggest investment organizations in the world. And he actually had this life plan that he set out. I think he wrote it when he was like in his teens about what he would achieve in each decade of his life. And one of those things was to be extremely wealthy, which he's gone on to do. And I always thought to myself, geez, it's really interesting that people sit down and actually do plot out their kind of journey. Like, what can I achieve in my 20s? What can I achieve in my 30s and 40s and so on? That's a great one. I really like that. So for my first book, I might actually give a shout out to our mates, Equity Mates. Here's the book, Get Started Investing. I think they've sold a few thousand copies now, which is fantastic. The Get Started Investing book does match our course that we've partnered with them on Rask Education for. But the guys have done, I think, a really good job of just covering all bases. So they talk about, you know, obviously getting off first base with investing, so getting started. But then they talk about things like the circle of competence and how you can use things around you to understand how the economy works, how the market works. And they've got like, they've weaved expert insights from their podcast journey and from their interview journey throughout the book. And there are different things on like compound interest and all of the essentials, ETFs, all of those things that you really want to know to get that rounded knowledge of investing. And, you know, if you're looking for a book that you can kind of take away on a holiday and sit down and read one book that gives you the overview, I think Get Started Investing is the book that'll do that for you.
Yeah, so and it's a perfect companion to our free course, Get Started Investing. I think some of the downside of some personal finance books is they only touch on investing in a couple of pages and they spend a lot of time on everything else, which is important. So it is good to have books like Get Started Investing, which actually focus a lot more on building your first portfolio and taking that first step, because it can be really scary to do it alone.
Yeah. And philosophically, like they kind of align with me and us, I would say. They talk about using, you know, diversified funds to build a low cost base of exposure to investments, and rather than, you know, rich dad, poor dad, which is totally out of date and talks about using tax strategies that probably won't work these days, and using leverage and all these types of things. This is a book like of sensible investing, and I think that will go a long way to helping a lot of people get a head start. So, yeah, kudos to the boys on that one.
Awesome. Now, my other recommendation is a book that listeners will probably be familiar with now because we interviewed the author, but it's Just Keep Buying by Nick Majuli. Mm-hmm. And Nick really makes the case for why we shouldn't be trading in and out of companies and ETFs and funds. We should be focused on a long-term plan. And he really brings the data to back it up. Coming from like a data science background, he brings a lot of charts and numbers. So if that's what helps give you confidence to invest for the long time, because some of us need a lot more than just the story. We want the data to back it up. So mm-hmm. I'd really recommend, if you're a numbers person, Nick's book is a fantastic one as well. And tuning into his episode on the podcast, I'll link that in the show notes.
Yeah, so we've interviewed Nick and I've heard him speak many times on various podcasts, and it's fantastic to hear him talk, because you're right, Kate, he does bring kind of a factful, numbers-based approach to conversation. You know, even when we talk to him about, I guess, Morgan's book and the psychology of money, his comment to me, the way I interpret his comment of the book was, yeah, it's a fantastic book, how those, I guess, stories and ideas are articulated. But it's obvious that, like, he lives his life based on, you know, the facts of the matter and the data, which for many people is super important. And it's always refreshing to know that someone like him has found out that dollar cost averaging does work. My next book, which is probably a step up in terms of the difficulty, is actually The Essays of Warren Buffett. And this by a guy called Lawrence Cunningham. And this is basically, if you go onto Amazon or Booktopia or whatever, it says the author is Warren Buffett, even though it's by Lawrence Cunningham. And what actually it is it's all of Warren Buffett's essays and letters put together in an orderly fashion, covering everything from, you know, the value investing to management teams to the way companies run. It's put all of his letters together in an orderly fashion, and then you can read them kind of just chapter by chapter. And so it's written by Warren effectively, but it's in Lawrence Cunningham's, I guess, interpretation of where they should sit. And so many people talk about this book as if it's like the book for understanding corporations, for understanding how businesses operate and how management teams tick. So that's The Essays of Warren Buffett by Lawrence Cunningham.
Wonderful. Well, I think you mentioned Warren Buffett in nearly 50% of our episodes, Owen. Could be a drinking game, but I digress. Right. The next book I want to mention is one that I haven't actually quite finished, but it's called 100 Baggers by Christopher Mayer. And it's all about how companies go from zero to hero over a 10, 20, 30-year timeframe, and really finding that next afterpay, but really the ones that are really big and stand the test of time. So he interviews so many different people. He reads a lot of research papers, and that's probably why it's taking me so long to finish it, is because every couple of pages he mentions, go off and read this particular report. So then I end up following that rabbit hole. So if you're looking for something to maybe expand the way you see companies and the things you look for in your investment criteria, if you're looking at individual companies and you're trying to find the next big thing, let's say, but just trying to find a great business, I'd recommend having a look at this book. It's a little bit harder to get a copy of, but I did find a copy on Amazon, but it's one that'll take you a bit of time to get through, but I think it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, so it's 100 Baggers by Chris Mayer. The book actually follows another book, which is almost identical in what it was trying to show, which is 100 to 1 in the Stock Market by Thomas Phelps. And the book is, as it says, it's basically trying to find companies that go from a 1 to 100. So you make 100 times your money. And these companies are out there. So what makes them tick? That's what they try and get to the bottom of in the book. If you've read the book, The Gorilla Game, this one is similar in like what they're targeting are companies that are extraordinary and kind of what makes them or leads them to outsized performance. And even if you read this book, 100 Baggers, and you come away with like two or three things to look for in companies, I think that would be enough. That would be worth the read, because if you are in picking individual companies and you are trying to research businesses, you don't need to find many of these in a lifetime. In fact, you might only find one or two of them, and it makes up for so many other companies that you didn't do well on. So I really like it. It's probably more for an intermediate reader or someone who's prepared to, like you, Kate, to learn a bit about how companies actually operate, like what is like profit and loss and those types of things. So it's a good one.
Yeah, definitely things in there I didn't understand at first glance. So that's why having to do a bit more further reading. And if you're someone who wants to put your own investment checklist, like we've mentioned on our share investing checklist episodes together, I think this book gives you a lot of factors that you can consider adding to your checklist as well.
Yeah, cool. I've only got one more book and I think you've got two more. So why don't you go with your next one, then I'll go.
Yeah. So this one's a really quick addition, but I interviewed Amantha Imber on the podcast recently, her book called Timewise. Now, we do talk about investing your time and money better. So I think this is a great book, especially if you liked Indistractable by Nir Eyal, because it really gives you a lot of strategies there. Every couple of pages, she breaks down what she just said into actionable strategies in call-out boxes, which I think is really helpful because if you just take one or two of these and give them a go, it could really change the way you manage your time and give you more time for the things you want to do in life or for investing, depends what you want to do. But I think she gives a lot of really practical strategies and shares insights from all of her guests on her podcast, How I Work. So there's plenty for everyone there. And I've already tried a couple that she mentioned in the podcast episode the other day, and they've been really helpful.
Cool. I like it. Timewise. There's also a great photo of the book on our Instagram, if you're interested. That was taken by Monique and Kate. So very, very well done. My last book is actually a step up again from probably all of the investing books we've talked about, which is Investing the Last Liberal Art. So this is the green covered book. I've talked about this book on the Australian Investors podcast, and it's a book that is what you would say is probably like at more the advanced end, because what it talks about is, I guess, the philosophy of the way the world works. And why that might sound quite wishy-washy, but basically what happens is the author, Robert Hagstrom, who is an investor and a teacher, actually goes through and has these, I guess, different areas of knowledge to go through them one by one to try and understand how the financial markets work. So he's got physics, biology, sociology, psychology, philosophy, literature, mathematics. And these are only, 10 or 15 pages for each chapter. But what he does is he gets the two or three big ideas from that theme, and then pulls it across to try and understand markets. And the idea behind this is to build on Charlie Munger's, who's the Warren Buffett sidekick, his lattice work of mental models. So what does that mean? It's basically in the book, he goes through these different, Charlie Munger believes that in order to understand the world and be more worldly, you need to understand like the core principles from each discipline. And so, for example, physics, you need to know, maybe how gravity works, right? And why it works. And you might need to understand force and the direction of force or whatever. And that will help you then understand things in adjacent fields. So like chemistry, and that might help you understand biology, and biology might help you understand sociology and psychology and so on and so forth. And you can see how they all intertwine. And this book is an attempt to look at investing through multiple different lenses. And it's probably the book that you'd probably want to read maybe 2 or 3 years into your journey, not straight away. And I say that because I think when it comes to investing, it's really important to read the right books at the right time. And this book, if you tried to read it too early, it would go over your head and you would think that, investing is just a witchcraft and doesn't make any sense. So I would probably read this book of all the books that we've mentioned here. I'd read this book last. It's still a book that I would go back to again and again and again to, I guess, get more insights from it. Kate, I don't know if you've read it.
No, I haven't read that one. Maybe that's after I finally get through 100 baggers. Maybe that's the next one.
Yeah, maybe after 100 baggers. It's very different because it's not like practical in its application like 100 baggers is. Like you can't be like, you could read 100 baggers and be like, oh, okay, so I've got to find companies with extraordinary management teams that are in growing industries. Done. That's what I'll try and do. But you don't walk away from this and be like, oh, yeah, physics, great. Okay, now I'll go and use that knowledge to invest better. Like it doesn't really work that way, but I'd say it's much more powerful anyway for understanding how
it sounds like it could be a good book if you're trying to expand your circle of competence as well.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, right, is that most people that when we talk to on the podcast or when we hear in the news, they talk about, you know, the financial markets like it's like science. So they're like, oh, okay, so if a price earnings ratio or a stock looks expensive, therefore it's a sell. And they use pure mathematics to try and work that out. But then if you think about it, between us, the maths, and I guess the market is psychology, right? And psychology is a result of environment, and it's a result of biology. So understanding the basics of kind of what goes into decision making and how emotion can blur the lines of the hard science or mathematics, that's where this book comes in, to try and break down some of those things, those complex systems, so you can analyze them a bit more clearly. A bit more complicated, but fantastic book.
You've given me a perfect segue into my final recommendation, which is all about psychology and the way we approach investing in our heads. But it's called The Little Book of Behavioral Investing by James Montier. And I listened to this as an audiobook, which I thought was actually, after I finished it, I was actually like, oh, that's probably a good idea that I did that, because he has a lot of different exercises where he will have a different scenario. And it's a good idea to pause and then write down what your answer would be and then listen to the rest of it, because he shows how our brains can play tricks on us, how all of those behavioral biases can work against us and how they've done it. He brings up many studies as well, and he gives you some of those activities. So I think it's quite a good one to listen to as an audiobook. It was only just over 5 hours, which for audiobooks is pretty short. So you could get through it in a couple of long walks or runs. And it really brings you back to all of those ways that we can go wrong when we're investing and how to help yourself overcome them. And he did point out something that was interesting to me, was that as an individual investor, you don't have to worry about career risk, business risk, like a fund manager that Owen interviews on the Investors podcast might have to, which actually gives you a big advantage over the professionals, because you're not having to constantly write reports about how well your portfolio is doing or why you're underperforming, and that's not a big deal. And you also don't have to outperform specific indexes. You don't have to prove anything to anyone in the short term. So it gives you a big advantage, because you can really focus on the long-term horizon and you don't have to measure your performance against anyone else. Sure, it's good to have a look at a benchmark to make sure you aren't completely going in the wrong direction, especially if you're an individual share investor. But sometimes you think, as an individual investor, you're really missing out on all sorts of things, because you're not a big fund manager. You don't have access to all this inside information. You don't get to spend all day researching companies. But he actually points out that as an individual investor, you have quite a few advantages. And if you can take hold of those and make use of them, and he points out some strategies for doing that throughout, like building a diversified low-cost portfolio and investing on a regular basis, you can actually do very well as an individual investor.
Mm. It sounds like a fascinating book. Is this, when you listen to it on audiobook, this only took a few hours to get through, didn't it?
No, I think it was 5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not too bad.
It's pretty short for an audiobook. Like, I think some of Neil Gaiman's fiction audiobooks are like 30, 40 hours long. So for 5 hours seems pretty good for an audiobook.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a extended podcast, right? For a lot of people that are on a long drive, that's done pretty quickly. There are a lot of audiobooks like this one, though, that where you do want to stop and do the activities to get the most from it. I think that's the risk of having an audiobook or even a podcast over a book, is you don't often take notes. It's not as easy to take notes and jot down ideas, because you're typically listening or consuming it while doing something else.
Well, what I do is I just I'll have my notes app open, and you can use the speech to text, like auto dictate function, especially, I don't know if that's on Android, but it's definitely on Apple. And it's really effective now. You can just take notes and it automatically pauses the book. And then when you finish the note, it starts playing it again. So that's quite good if you're walking. Hopefully you just look out for traffic though.
Yeah, there's a pro tip. Okay, so that's a great book. That's The Little Book of Behavioral Investing by James Montier. We've got Time Wise by Amantha Imber, 100 Baggers by Chris Mayer, Nick Julie's Just Keep Buying. We've got Die With Zero by Bill Perkins. And from me, we had Bryce Renahan and Brick Lesk wrote Get Started Investing. And then we've got Investing the Last Liberal Art by Robert G. Hagstrom. Then we've got Lawrence Cunningham's The Essays of Warren Buffett from me. So, Kate, there's a lot for people to go on there. We've also done many lists like this in the past. There are plenty of resources on the RASC websites for finding great books as well. If you are interested in investing, I will give a particular shout out. You can search for something called the Investor Bootcamp Miniseries by RASC. So the Investor Bootcamp Miniseries, in that I did a full series on, like, it was a 10-part series on becoming a better investor. And in that, I've included all of my favorite books, all of my favorite podcasts, all of my favorite interviews, all in one big Google Doc that's free to download. So you can get that if you Google that. Kate, people that want to participate in the book giveaway, how can they do that?
Yep. So your first opportunity to get your hands on a copy of The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel, and if you've already got a copy, it's a great one to gift to friends or family. Just enroll in one of our free courses on RASC education and you'll get our regular student email, which talks about everything personal finance, behavior, budgeting, investing, all those good things. And we'll send you an email about how you can enter into that giveaway. Also, if you're a member of RASC ETFs, Owen will be sending an email because we're just launching a discussion forum. Is that what you're calling it?
Yep. Discussion forum that is basically just going to enable the community inside the membership website to talk about the ETFs, to talk about investing, to talk about portfolio construction or whatever they want to talk about. And I'll be in there contributing as well. So, to celebrate that, we're doing a bit of a book giveaway.
Yeah, keep your eyes on your email if you're a RASC education student or a RASC ETFs member in the next few weeks because we have ordered 10 copies of The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel, which we'll be giving away. It's a fantastic book to read or gift. And I guess just following this episode, we've mentioned lots of great books here. We have mentioned a lot of books in other episodes, in the boot camp, maybe in a photograph we've posted on Instagram. And I really challenge you to go out and borrow one from the library, borrow one of these books from a friend or family member, maybe even support your local bookstore and just have a read. You don't have to read the whole thing, but sometimes just reading particular chapters at the right time can have a really big impact on your own finance and investing journey and the journey of your friends and family. So I'd really encourage you to go out this week and get your hands on a copy of any personal finance and investing book. Sometimes they're not great, but you can learn from that as well. And just spend some time in the next couple of weeks having a bit of a flick through, having a read, and just maybe learning something new.
Yeah, I like it. And if you've, by some weird chance, you've read all of these books, you're just a bookworm, why not consider gifting a book to someone that could do with one of these books? You know, we've got one for every level, I guess, of investor or person trying to solve their financial issues or challenges ahead. So gift a book is a fantastic thing to do too. I know, Kate, you're on a bit of a journey with this. So, I think this is a great episode, Kate, and everyone loves a good bit of, you know, list of finance books, list of investing books. So as always, thanks for joining me on this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast.
No worries. Thanks for listening, everyone. And if you've got any more recommendations, feel free to send them our way. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast, where our mission is to improve the financial futures of all Australians. If you'd like to learn more, create a free account at rask.com.au/account to download free episode workbooks, bonus resources, and take our amazing free personal finance courses.
You can also join our online community by following the link in the description. If you enjoyed the show, what we'd love is for you to leave us a snappy review on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RASC Australia. Kate and I are also on both of those channels. Finally, if you have any feedback, suggestions for episodes or guests to come on the show, or you just have a question for us, shoot us an email at podcasts@rask.com.au. InvestSmart's portfolios are turning 10, and to celebrate, 10 InvestSmart boot camps are up for grabs. This self-paced online course is ideal for both seasoned investors and those who are just starting out. Valued at $99, you could win a spot on this highly rated course. To enter the competition,
And for terms and conditions, simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Don't miss out on this chance to learn from experts and take your investing to the next level. Simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Good luck. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that Rask could help you in 2024. As many of you know, Rask has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at Rask, which is the launch of our Rask Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me, invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have three strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the three strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high-growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high growth strategy focuses on longer term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number two, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside Rask Core. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the all-star stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called Rask Core. Number three, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, two of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 Rask community members have begun the Rask plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever. You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni, and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if. You want to protect your family if something goes wrong. You want to protect your spouse if you lose your job. You want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy. Insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that. But one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, But I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian property podcast by Rask. And he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of RaskCore, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this. This is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax? I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nevexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All RASK users get 20% off an annual plan with Nevexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nevexa's software, and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nevexa, but they do create some great tools which the RASK community uses each and every day. Number 8. Want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number 9, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the RASK YouTube channel. It is completely free, and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the RASK network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the RASK Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we are on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. RASK Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the probably, I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is, or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the RASK Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000, and hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support RASK and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the RASK network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.